Welcome to the Whole Enchilada, a community of high achievers that fight the status quo, rebel against mediocrity, and make life happen. Let's go. Hey, Enchilada Nation, really excited to have you here with me today. Another really fun conversation. As you guys know, one of the things I'm focused on right now is bringing really relevant content to the table of what's going on in the real estate industry and in the economy in general. And one of the big things that everyone's watching right now are interest rates. What's going on with mortgage interest rates? How's it going to affect the housing market? And is there anything to be done about it? And so one of the things that I think is interesting is none of us can wake up today and decide we're going to affect what interest rates are in the marketplace. However, that doesn't mean we just have to stick our heads in the sand and wait to see how it shows up in the marketplace. There's specific things that can be done in any economy and in any rate environment to still help consumers win and keep the economy moving forward. So that is the conversation today. And it's going to be the conversation over the next several episodes, specific around what are called the mortgage hacks. Now, this isn't how to get around the law or anything like that. It's understanding how do we win in this environment? Or a lot of us, a lot of the followers and entrepreneurs in this space are real estate agents. Is how do we become the expert enough that we can take this conversation to the consumer and say, hey, I know you're watching what interest rates are doing, but there are ways to arrange products and pricing and negotiations that can still create a win for the consumer in this market. So number one, if you're a real estate agent out there, you need to know this conversation. Number two is you need to be partnered with the right person in the mortgage industry to really have this conversation. A lot of you know that I am partners in a mortgage company called Unity Home Loans. And today's guest and the guest for all the mortgage hack conversations is my partner and good friend, Ricky Camus. So Ricky, thanks for being on today, buddy.
Yeah, you got it. You got to apologize. My bulldog's going off in the background.
As long as he's not chewing something up.
He probably, he's slobbering on something. No, awesome. It's all good.
Well, I'm excited to have this conversation with you. You and I, obviously, we're talking about this on a regular basis of like, yeah. Hey, what's going on in the economy? What products are there? Right, having the right product mix? How are we doing this? And I feel like one of the gaps in the delivery of this to the consumer and what's creating a lot of the consumer kind of catching in that stale thing is that stale position is the opportunities, the tools are there, they're available, the new products and the way it is, it's there. Right. Agents aren't taking the time to learn the product, so they're not having the conversation. If they're not having the conversation and educating the client, they're not moving forward. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, you know, a lot of the problem is that some of the lenders that agents work with, and no offense to anybody, they just don't know. They just don't know some of these products even exist, even though they're pretty cookie cutter, right? We just haven't had to deal with any loan scenario like this in so long. You know, I've been in this business 25 years, and the last 12 years, as you know, have been insanely good.
Yep.
If you're in the mortgage industry, it was really easy over the last 10 years. Yep. And you know what, that flipped on its head in about a 3-week time frame, 7-8 months ago. So, you know, we had to go back to our roots, right? Yep. Get creative with the loan, not creative in getting you finance, but creative in getting that person over the hump of why the rate was 6.5, 7%. And how do you get them through that delta of, I'm never going to see a 2% rate again. I'm renting and paying $3,000 a month in rent. Should I wait? What am I going to wait for? The market's going to crash, all this other boom, doom, gloom. But then you look at all the data, and data doesn't lie. Numbers don't lie. And, you know, if you look at the 2022 numbers, we're barely what? We just got through January as of the time of this recording, and 2022 gained almost 7% nationally in housing. And yeah, granted, December, January, we lost about 0.7%, but then we gained 3%. Yeah. So you have to understand those numbers and then be able to articulate that well with the buyer. That's the critical point, is to be able to articulate that well to a buyer. So understanding what products are out there, have a general idea of how to explain it and get them to a professional who knows how to run that script.
Yep. In partnership with the agent, right?
Which is,
I know you and I are very much in alignment with that mentality. It's not a pass off, it's a partnership.
Yeah.
So what we're going to be doing over the next several episodes are these short conversations. None of them are going to be super lengthy, but they're going to be a teaser of enough information for you to understand what five specific hacks are that you need to be aware of so that when you're entering into conversation, either with your seller or your buyer, that you understand how to talk around these as one of the solutions that you're bringing to the table in educating the consumer on how to get to the finish line. So here's what I'll do, Ricky. Let me share my screen. For those of you that are listening while you're driving, we're gonna articulate and describe what we're looking at from a slide perspective so you can still get the conversation. But don't forget, this is also posted on our YouTube channel where you can go and you can access it directly at theholeenchilada.biz. And then you can go back and watch this. The other thing to know is you can go to unityhomeloans.com/hacks. And all of these conversations will be there along with some PDF documents that you can use in some of your listing and buyer consultation pieces to help just give you the tools you need to have these conversations. So Ricky, lay the foundation of hack number one. Let's get into this conversation.
Sure. So hack number one, it basically just talks about what is allowed. Right? What's allowed in the different types of loans? Because as you can see, there's actually 1,000 different types of loans within each loan, right? But you have the regulars, the conventionals, the USDAs, FHAs, VAs, jumbos, you know, non-QM, QM. What does any of that even mean, right? What's important is what is allowed by the seller to cover for the buyer. And what's not allowed. So if you flip to the next screen, this is the seller concessions matrix. This is called a matrix, okay? And if you look at the column that says max seller contribution, that tells you the amount the seller can pay on the buyer's behalf, okay? So you look at your down payment, whatever the type of loan is, whatever the type of the type of financing it is, primary, second home, investment. And then you look at the down payment, then that will show you what is allowed for this seller contribution to be covered towards the buyer, right? So if they're allowed 3% and the purchase price is $500,000, then the seller can give $15,000 towards closing costs and prepaids, okay? Which they can use then to help buy down, whatever, right? You go into the higher ones when you get up to 10, 25, or more than 25% down, you have somebody putting 30% down, they can get up to 9% in seller contributions, right? I've only seen that a handful of times in 25 years of doing this, but I have seen it. We used to do these. They were way more popular in 07, 08 when we had the Ameridream and the Nehemiah, you know, and those loans where they were allowed to cover their down payment and closing costs and prepaids back then. So yeah. That went away with the Dodd-Frank Act. But yeah. Flip on to the next.
Real quick, a comment on this that I think is really interesting is, Like you said, we're moving into a completely different market than we've been over the last couple of years. A lot of agents have never been in a market where we talked about seller contributions, or depending on what market you're in, some people call them seller concessions. But they're the same thing. But ultimately, this really wasn't seen in the market over the last couple of years because there was such a buyer frenzy that nobody was asking the seller to contribute towards anything. But one of the important things right now to understand is a lot of sellers have in their minds that their house is worth a certain amount of dollars. And ultimately, in their mind, it becomes more important to them to sell for a higher price than it is necessarily to what they net in their pocket. So this is a great opportunity from a negotiating standpoint that if you feel like there's a home on the market that's overpriced and it's sitting there, that's the seller being stubborn and not moving based on what the market is demanding. However, if you're working with a buyer, you may be able to go in and still offer that higher price, but then negotiate the seller concessions in, and it actually becomes the same deal as if the buyer was getting it for a lower price. In some instances, it's actually better because they can finance more of the purchase as long as the home appraises. So again, this is something that a lot of agents haven't learned or they forgot over the last several years, but this is the strategy to be used. And you got to understand what it looks like. And you got to have a mortgage partner that understands that process as well.
Yeah, 100%. It's super critical that you have a lender that understands the nuances with seller concessions, because there's a lot of things that they can pay for, right? Like, I don't know if you noticed before on the VA, but they can pay off debt for the veteran for them to qualify for that house, right? So if a lot of times veterans have to have a certain amount of money over and above what their taxes and, you know, all Social Security and all that, that's left over, it's called family support. And sometimes that number is just borderline, and they won't qualify if it's under a certain amount. So having the ability to use some of those seller concessions to pay off maybe a small credit card, now all of a sudden they qualify. The other thing that you can use it for is buying out mortgage insurance. So you have borrower paid mortgage insurance, but you also have lender paid mortgage insurance where you can pay a lump sum up front and get rid of mortgage insurance. So you could put 3% down as a first time home buyer and have the seller pay upfront your mortgage insurance so you have no mortgage insurance. So there's a lot of little things like that that you just have to get creative and what fits the model best for that particular buyer's scenario. Because no two buyers are the same, right? They're all different and they have different ticks, if you will, right? Different tells. And sometimes it's the difference between them wanting to buy and wanting to rent. So you got to be careful with that and understand how to articulate it and show all the different options, right? So it's critical you have that partner.
I think that's really important what you just said too, because remember when a buyer is looking at a home and figuring out what home they can't afford, they're not looking at the total price of the home of what they can afford. They're looking at the mortgage payment that they can afford. And then they work that backwards to the price of home they can afford. So like what the example you gave is just such a good one, because most buyers right now are most worried about their monthly payment, what they can get for a monthly payment. But if they're putting a low amount down, they're also paying that mortgage insurance. If they can use the concessions instead of getting the media chairs or something in the house and use it to pay off the mortgage insurance, now their monthly payment goes down because they're not paying that additional monthly payment for the mortgage insurance. So now it gets a more expensive house within their budgeted allotment.
Exactly. You just, you know, as a listing agent, I think a lot of this is on the setup on the listing. So as a listing agent, prepping your seller that instead of reducing the price, throw in the private comments, seller willing to buy out mortgage insurance, seller willing to pay for 2 years of HOA, seller will, right? There's so many things that will trigger somebody to end up buying based on that alone. And to the seller, it's the same net result. But to the buyer, that might mean that buyer can actually qualify for that house instead of being outrun because of debt to income.
Yep. Or choose that house over that another house. I think that's right. A really good point. This isn't just a buyer's agent conversation. It's an agent conversation. And a lot of our listeners are consumers, right? They're not agents or lenders, but it's just from a consumer standpoint, knowing what's available is really important as well.
Yeah. Yeah. So if we look at the seller contributions on a conventional loan, less than 10%, you can get up to 3%. So same scenario. 500,000, they can give 15,000. If they do up to from 10 to 24.99%, they can get 6%. And anything more than 25%, they can get 9% in seller contributions for a primary or second home only, which can be used for closing costs, prepaids, and discount points. And the closing costs are something that you want to be conscious of, because a part of the closing costs can be things like mortgage insurance. It could be things like, instead of only paying 2 months reserves on taxes, we pay an entire year of taxes, things like that, that will just help the buyer in the very short term save some money.
Beautiful.
Okay. On an investment property, conventional investment property, 15% or more down, you can use 2% towards seller contributions, and that's it. They can't get anything else. On an FHA loan, they can get up to 6%. Super popular back in, like I said, pre-08, when they changed that rule, and there was actually a loophole in the rules that President Bush closed in 2008, which is what eliminated AmeriDream and Nehemiah. Some of you, that was one of my favorite loans to do, but when that went away, we all cried. So we used that 6% to cover down payment and closing costs. Now you can use that 6% for things like a 1-1, 2-1, or 3-1 buy down, which will help the buyer qualify for more home. So very popular on that loan. Usually that's going to be under that 400 price range. That's where I see that. Anything above that, you're typically in that conventional space anyway. It just depends on what the property looks like, if you're going to be able to get that or not.
Yeah, beautiful.
VA, you can get up to 4%. If the vet is putting money down, then it can go higher. But if it's 100% financing, they can get 4% in seller concessions. One thing that, I'll tell you about myself, I'm a veteran. I don't charge closing costs on a veteran. So bank fees saves them usually about 1%. So anything that we get in financing or in seller concessions on veterans goes right to buying the rate down, which is a huge, huge value for our veterans. I don't think we do enough for these men and women that literally signed an agreement to lay their life down for all of us. So I feel like I'm just doing my part. But if we can get the sellers on board to help with those veterans, it really does affect their buying power if we can do that. So
yeah, love that.
Okay, and then you've got USDA, which is 6%. USDA, you've got small pockets. It's like in Arizona, there's some small pockets. If you just go on the USDA map and type in an address, it'll tell you if it's in that area or not. But it's a great loan, up to 105% financing. So you could get 105%, covers their down payment, covers their closing costs, get 6% from the seller, and crush their rate down. It's an exceptional loan. I don't see enough of these happening. It's just because people don't know.
Yeah, I think that's a great point. Is how bad would you feel as an agent if you or a loan officer if you weren't aware of this and didn't even check if a property qualified for this, when it could have been a great opportunity for that consumer?
Absolutely, and the rate's low, so it's all the way around. It's a great loan.
Okay, awesome. So this is hack number one. As you know, there are 5 specific hacks we're going to be talking about. This first one has to do with seller concessions or seller contributions. And again, if this is something that you're not aware of, and no fault to you, it's because we haven't been playing in the space over the last several years. It's time to understand this and work through some scenarios. I would recommend that within your offices, you guys start sharing ideas of, hey, what seller concessions and contribution ideas have you seen happening? We're happy to share from our side. And Ricky's got a lot of great ideas. And when he sees new things coming through, he's willing to share those things. So Ricky, wrap us up here. What's the last thing you want to say about this, this hack?
So just be aware. I think Marcus touched on it early on about, instead of reducing the price out of the gate, maybe you negotiate the price down, but you add in the seller concessions. It may not seem at the time when you're doing it that if you take $10,000 off the price, that is hardly any effect off of a buyer's overall financial picture. But you take that same $10,000 and throw it at the rate, that might save them $100,000 over the life of the loan. So you have to do them a justice and understand what you're doing with when you're asking and the way you structure your contract. Very important.
I love that. And I think that's a really important piece for an agent to do is say, hey, this cost X today. Let's work this out. You told me you're planning on being in this house in the next 20 years. Let's see how much that would save you over the next 20 years. If you can just show the client that, hey, we just saved you $100,000 over the next 20 years, guess who's going to be the hero in that scenario? The agent. Guess who's going to get the next deal, the next referral, their kids' deals. They're going to be telling the story for years to come. Yeah, this guy saved me $105,000 because he knew how to negotiate. That's how to create clients for life. Great point. All right, so here again, there's going to be 5 hacks. Be sure to listen to this. If you're coming in at number 2, number 3, be sure to go back and listen to the hacks from the beginning. And I'll tell you, this is part of this is going to be the education process of understanding what it is. But then there's some specific tools, marketing tools that are available to you that Ricky and his team have put together. Ricky, tell them a little bit about the class you're going to put on in regards to how to then implement this in their business.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm going to be training once a month for the near future on how to take these hacks and create a social media presence around your newfound authority on the subject. Okay. Because one of the major influences, there's 6 major influences. One of the major influences is authority, right? People want to work with people who know what they're doing. And when you sound like you know what you're doing, especially when it comes to the financing aspect of real estate, it just elevates you head and shoulders above your competition. And that's my goal, is to help you get there and maintain that level through all of these mortgage hacks and use these hacks to elevate your status of authority in the overall realm of real estate. So I'll be posting that in the hacks to come on when we're going to do those webinars. We'd love for you to join us. And by the time you leave the webinar, you'll have an image built based on the hack that you'll be able to post either in your reels. I've already got scripts written out for reels, for Instagram, for your Facebook stories. And also if you're into creating groups yet, if you're not, I'm going to teach you how to do that, but putting into your groups, these mortgage hacks as well, because there's a lot of buyer hacks that you need to be aware of as well to help people save money long-term and create wealth without dipping into the family's budget. Okay. And I'm going to teach you some of those as well.
Beautiful. Love that. Hence the name Unity Home Loans, because you're really setting this up to be in unity with the agent and the consumer. Love that.
Absolutely.
So don't forget, my friends, go to unityhomeloans.com/hacks. If you want to get in touch with Ricky and his team and continue to be part of this conversation and watch these videos. And you can also find them at theholeenchilada.biz. Really appreciate you guys being here. We're going to keep bringing value to the table. And don't forget, go live life on your terms.